This podcast is proudly brought to you by MailChimp. MailChimp proudly supports the mission and vision of Wonderroot. I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonderroot programming podcast. I am joined today by some very special company, Stephanie Dowd, who is the creative director of Wonderroot, as well as Courtney Hammond, who is the project consultant to the public art program in the mayor's office of cultural affairs. She walked me through that, everybody. But I feel very good about that. The mayor's office of cultural affairs, Courtney Hammond. Courtney, how are you doing?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Stephanie Dowda, awesome as always. How are you, Stephanie?
Doing great. Thanks for being here with us.
I'm so glad to be here with you. Let's talk about Elevate Atlanta. This is the third year of Elevate.
It is.
Well, let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
Starting at the origin, the kernel, the seed of Elevate 2011. Where did we start from? Where are we now?
Okay. In 2011, the public art program received some bond funds that were located specifically in downtown Atlanta. They were tied to an area around underground Atlanta. Now, with those bond funds, they could have built a sculpture, and it would be in a parking garage in downtown, but they wanted to do something a little bit different. Downtown Atlanta is very important. The Office of Cultural Affairs now lives there. We've moved from City Hall East to the center of downtown Atlanta, and so there's definitely some heartstrings that have come from that and seeing the everyday of what is supposed to be our city center. So in 2011, Elevate was developed to incorporate temporary artworks, performance, engaging people to come to downtown Atlanta and re-envision what is possible. The first year, it lasted for 66 days. We brought thousands of people into downtown, and we showcased over 22 artworks and included over 100 artists. So it was a success. We received a lot of media, press, publications, and a lot of focus on downtown Atlanta, directly and indirectly stemming from all of that press. The Office of Cultural Affairs saw its importance and what it could really do to change the city, decided instead of just a one-shot deal, they wanted to make it into an annual program. And thus, Elevate Atlanta was born. We developed a board of advisors who know a lot about downtown Atlanta, where things are, its potential, what kinds of things are on the, you know, forefront, what's being developed. And we sit with them each year and we say, okay, where can Elevate move to be the most impactful this year with art? Where should we have people be paying attention? Last year, it was South Broad Street because of its architectural significance and its sort of hidden, slightly dangerous area, and the residents who lived around that who desperately wanted to stay there and not have to move because of its negative growth. So we focused last year with performances by French dance groups to putting six 60-foot boom lifts on the street for 5 days and giving famous artists 5 days to cover an entire building or three with artwork. And it gained a lot of focus. You know, there are galleries there. It's over 1 year made a severe impact. This year, we decided that our advisors decided that, you know, transit's a really big conversation. It's happening. We've got the success of the Beltline, which I think we as Atlantans can all say is one of the best things that's happened to us. And we see the streetcar happening. It's right in mid-swing. The new focus from MARTA, where they're rebuilding their stations to be more arts-influenced. And everybody's sort of thinking more about choice riders and those of us who don't have to take public transportation and making us want to take it. So that sort of experience. So what we did is we took a bunch of commissions, a bunch of proposals from artists, and we looked at all of them with a selection panel and sort of decided, okay, well, these are artworks that we see fitting into movement, transition through time, transition through location, and we built some programming around those commissions. Some of them can, you know, you're moving through time all in one night. Like the opening night, we have Gawain Mata, Elephant Drumming Women, who perform with Ursula Kendall Johnson. They're sort of talking about the preservation of this artistic form of African drumming along with African dance, which is like, you know, very, you know, our heritage is like very deeply rooted in that. And then right after they perform, we'll sort of turn into this like dubstep modern dance performance by two male groups, Dragon House and Remote Control. So in one night, we're actually transporting through time in Atlanta's artistic, you know, performance. All of Elevate will start in Atlanta with Atlanta's best performance, and we'll end up in Toulouse, France. So the entire week of Elevate, we're actually moving through Atlanta all the way to France. So everything's sort of been considered and made sure that you can access artworks through a particular MARTA bus route. And, you know, to be able to do all of the stuff, we couldn't just do it with our commissions and, like, with our ideas. So we wanted to make sure we engaged other galleries that were already there and organizations that already had so much contact with the art community and with the general public as a whole. So that's sort of how Wonder Root came about, is after we gave these commissions to these artists. I presented them to Wonder Root, and I said, you know, do you think you can do anything around this? And Stephanie said, well, yeah, let me take a look at them. And she came back and said, you know, I really like the Sheila Prebright's artworks, 1960 Who's, a project where she actually rode around, the artist rode around with Lonnie King, and he identified buildings in downtown Atlanta where the Freedom Riders and sit-ins happened. So she's going to produce these photographs on these buildings, and they'll be located throughout downtown Atlanta. So Stephanie selected that project, and I guess maybe she's the best person to talk about that one. And she came back to us with a proposal, and we were like, that's perfect, you know, that's absolutely perfect. So we commissioned Wonder Root to be a part of it.
Great. Yeah, I mean, Wonder Root is super excited to have been invited by you and OCA for Elevate this year. I recall in 2011, the first year of Elevate, you know, biking downtown and, you know, exploring kind of this area of downtown that I would not have explored with the same interest or enthusiasm prior to Elevate. And it was a really magical night. And I think you're right that the first year, like, really identified this potential of space and of enthusiasm and how the public can engage and move through an area. So I, you know, am also very excited now, a couple years later, to be more involved and be able to, like, put a program together for Elevate. So, yes, you're right. You know, one of the projects that I was most inspired by was Sheila Prebright's 1960 Who. I, you know, love Sheila. She's an amazing artist, amazing person, you know, does such powerful personal work that it's really hard not to be impacted by it and to not be influenced by it. And I think, you know, in addition to what Sheila's already doing for Elevate, creating these contemporary mural-sized photographs of some of the civil rights activists who were incarcerated, who might not be on the forefront of our historical knowledge of the history, and kind of giving context to, you know, these, like, markers in the city of where civil rights activism took place in different forms, that I kind of wanted to add to that. We had recently worked with William Schweigert, an Atlanta-based artist who is currently living in Chicago, going to grad school. He has this project called Civil Sound Ecology, where he kind of reimagines historical moments that sort of were the catalyst of a significant event. So, for instance, one kind of performance recording that he did was about the supposed whistling from Emmett Till to a white woman. So he went out into public space and, like, whistled and audio recorded that experience. Then what he does is makes a copy of that recording and makes a copy of that copy of the recording and so on, so that finally it kind of gets to this, like, deranged noise, and it kind of mirrors this idea of the lack of information that we receive from, you know, some happenings or some events in history or even events today. And so
Makes me think of the telephone game that you played when you
were, you know,
whisper it and everything gets changed just a little bit.
And so, there's something about that assimilation of information and supposed knowledge that, you know, does kind of break apart as different influences come through information. And I thought this would be a really great way to, like, reimagine those same historic sites that Lonnie King and so many people were activated to make change. So we invited William to go out to some of these locations and make these recordings. And we we're going to – the final project is on the 21st and 22nd of October. The 21st it will be 11 to 2 p.m. and on the 22nd it will be 3 to 6 p.m. And we will actually walk around in a path – we passed a lot of Sheila Prebright's murals, past the MARTA station, following the bus route. We'll amplify the sound piece that William created, and we'll also pass out zines, which reflect both the project, kind of the historical significance of the civil rights movements, and this idea of, like, reengaging space in new ways with a similar energy or intention of change that so many people in the past have done.
Stephanie, thinking about this historical slant of this work, Atlanta as a city where we tend to tear things down and rebuild them, how hard was it to find some of these original sites for this project?
That's a really great question. Some of them are not what we know, you know, what they were. For instance, there was actually a movie theater. One of the civil rights sit-ins was, and these civil rights sit-ins, to kind of give more context to both Sheila's and the Wonder Root Project, all took place in 1960, and it was strategic. Lonnie King and a ton of other people organized these sit-ins in downtown Atlanta kind of through the spring and summer of 1960. It's actually hard to find reference to the specific locations today. We also talked with Lonnie King and had him actually go with us to several of the locations, you know, similar. And I mean, he has a really great archive himself of where the locations are. So I think it would be hard, both from either historic photographs or reading news, to actually find it without having sort of an insider, which is, again, sort of that idea that this information isn't clear and really available to us, and that mirrors what William's piece is about.
Even contacting the business owners to ask permission to display the artwork or let them know that this performance by William is going to be happening, were really surprised to know that their building was historically significant through that. And, I mean, all of them extremely happy to know that about their building, but even people who had owned the buildings for 20-something years had no idea that it had any kind of history to it. So that was exciting to sort of let people know what they had already there. And that kind of support, automatic support from them, was great.
Stephanie, the historical, again, going back to the historical focus of this particular work, how hard is it to continue to move forward and also appreciate the past through projects like this?
I think that's a really great question. And I think that both as a curator, as someone who was born in downtown Atlanta and has lived in Atlanta my whole life, as someone who appreciates art that challenges both how I see things, see myself, and see the city, that I think it's challenging in Atlanta, just for the question that you previously asked, that Atlanta keeps there's elements to Atlanta that keeps trying to reinvent itself, and in some ways, like, tearing down the architecture of our city, replacing it with newness. It does erase a history. It erases an impact of, you know, what is in, you know, what history is kind of seeping inside a building. And working in downtown Atlanta, it's actually really amazing because so many of these buildings have remained intact. Perhaps the inside has changed, the use has changed, but ultimately, you go to downtown Atlanta and you feel like you're in an older city, which can be very different from some other places in Atlanta, you know, as a whole. I think it's also hard to really, I think it's hard in general for people to make connections to the past and understand how it possibly has influenced how they are existing in the world today. You know, I mean, it's depending on where you live, where you come from, where you've been, you know, who you are. I mean, there's all kind of factors in that. But I think that there's a way of creating programs, creating public art events, you know, pieces. And there's certainly many artists who can, like, both, like, tap into this personal thing without necessarily having been from that and kind of reveal something that might really connect you to it. You know, again, Williams creating these, like, soundscapes that are obviously, like, modern-day sound pieces. I mean, he can't go back in the past and record what the civil rights sit-ins were like. Apparently, they were usually pretty quiet, that the activists would go into a space and not say anything. And so there's kind of this interesting beauty about, you know, imagining all the other sound that occupies this space, but you're silent and you're strong and you're steadfast and you're doing this despite so many things that are telling you that you can't, to make change, to make a better world so that we can all go to downtown Atlanta now and walk around, you know, get on a bus, get off a bus, anywhere we want, that, you know, that made it possible, that was like forging a new path. And so, you know, we're trying to give reflection to that, again, both by creating a soundscape to kind of put you in this mindset of listening and being kind of introspective, but also walking as we do this so that we're engaging space in a free way.
And Courtney, thinking about Atlanta as a city that has grown, we have sprawled tremendously over the past few decades from, of course, downtown, midtown, Buckhead to the suburbs. Talk about the importance of Elevate's commitment or maybe even recommitment to downtown Atlanta.
I think that's a good way to move from here. I think that downtown Atlanta, a lot of, I think, successful cities and a lot of culturally strong cities have a very powerful focus on their city center, and that being their, like, they have preserved in some way or revisited at some point in time their historic center. I think that Elevate has definitely, to me, seeing it from the inside, successfully begun that. And with the support of other organizations. I mean, Atlanta's art community, and especially since the past 3 years of growth, is so powerful and so creative that they are turning heads from the rest of the world to pay attention to the city. For us to become a culturally strong, significantly competitive art city, I think that engaging our city's core is really kind of the first step. In my mind, if you were to look at a series of steps of how to sort of make Atlanta become this thing that we all sort of talk about wanting to become, but we haven't identified what that is, and maybe that is an identity crisis thing like Stephanie talked about before. But I think we have the opportunity to sort of move past all of that and begin having a strategic focus on it. And I think that begins with our downtown. That begins with us having like a walkable, accessible central location that's urban, that has an is identified with arts and culture. I think from there, everything surrounding it, within the Beltline, right outside the Beltline, everything becoming connected seems like the normal next step. And then we become less segregated by means of not being able to get across wherever to get to whatever place. And we have a lot more potential, you know, from there is like sort of building a ground level structure. I'm really proud of what Elevate has done. I've been with it since the beginning. I have an arts background and I don't necessarily have a political background, but to see the city of Atlanta support the arts in this way, this really unique way, is, you know, it definitely put stars in my eyes for what the potential future is for us. And I think that I want more than anything as a person who also was born in Atlanta or near Atlanta to have a sense of, you know, like civic pride. I want to be proud to say that, and I am in some way, but I want to be even more proud. Kind of, I want to be almost like, I'm from Atlanta, like rude, you know? Like you wish you were here. I want that desperately, and I want it to be coming from an arts angle. And I think that this is a good direction for us to go.
I would like to add that I think that's one of the main reasons we are so excited to work with Elevate this year is that, you know, Wonderoot definitely shares that. You know, we're in so many ways, you know, sister organizations, mm-hmm. you know, trying to enhance so many elements of Atlanta through arts and bring up so many different kinds of social issues that so many of us deal with in Atlanta and inspire change through the arts. So we're, you know, like, so as soon as like you called me and were like, hey, you want to do this? I was like, yes, okay, whatever we have to do. So, you know, it feels really special to have this bond. So I mm-hmm. really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate what you came back with and being so supportive of all the other programming. So, yeah, I think that Civil Sound Ecology is definitely a unique take. and I didn't expect something so well-rounded to come back out of such a quick conversation, you know. And thank you very much for all the thought.
Stephanie, again, give all of the details for Civil Sound Ecology.
Great. Yeah, there's one of the best ways to actually get information is to go to the Wonderoot Facebook page. There's two events. The first one is on October 21st at 11, from 11 to 2 p.m. We will start at 236 Trinity Avenue and do a loop kind of down Forsyth, the Mitchell to Marietta and back several times during that day and stop mostly at Sheila's murals installation, stop at the Five Points MARTA station, and stop along the MARTA bus stops. Those details are on the Facebook event. The second event is on October 22nd, which is a Tuesday, from 3 to 6 p.m. We'll follow the same route, and we will kind of engage a different part of the day, hopefully people getting off work or going to work. So come down. I hear there's like a bike tour. You know, if you work in the area, come and listen out for us and find us. We'll be tweeting from the event, Instagramming. So it should be a really great thing. So.
And as we wrap, Courtney, let all of our listeners know how they can get involved with Elevate, learn more about it, and just sort of hop on that Elevate train.
The way to hop on the Elevate train is you can first visit our website at www.elevateatlantaart.com. We're hosting various competitions through Instagram and Twitter. Hashtag is ElevateATL. We also have Facebook event pages for all of our events. You reach us at Facebook /ElevateAtlanta. We're definitely digitally out there. You can't really miss it. I would say just come down to downtown Atlanta, pick up a brochure. You can get that from our website as well and visit our 9 days of events.
Courtney and Stephanie, thank you.
Thanks, Floyd.
Thank you.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by MailChimp. MailChimp proudly supports the mission and vision of Wonderoot.